The European Union, in association with the Ministry of Agriculture, presents Life Sweeter for True with the EU, a radio drama series on development activities in Jamaica's sugar-dependent areas under the Accompanying Measures for Sugar AMS Protocol.
All right, Danny, you go on park. I'm going to call SDU Project Officer Mr. Reese to let him know that we're here.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Reese. We're at Steelfield Meadows now. Are you here?
Yes, man, I'm here. Is that you just drive up in the blue car?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look up the road. You see me waving.
Oh, I see you. We're coming, you hear? Danny, come. See Mr. Reese up the road there in the red shirt.
Good to meet you, Mr. Reese. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you, sir.
Welcome to Trelawney. I have Mrs. Harris and Mr. Kane with me. They live right here in Steelfield Meadows.
Greetings, Mrs. Harris and Mr. Kane. Lisa and I are just going to ask you some questions to find out what life was like before when you were living in the barracks and what things are like now that you've been relocated to Steelfield Meadows. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with you first, Mrs. Harris. Tell us how long you were living in the barracks and what the conditions were like while you were there.
I was living at the barracks for over 35 years. It was a bittersweet moment because first, when we were there, we used to have running water and light, and after the redundancy, we didn't have any running water again.
So tell me, how did you manage without running water?
Oh, tractor used to use a tank to bring water. Sometimes we get water 2 days for the week, and we'll have to fill up our drums and buckets. And we used to have pit latrine, not flush.
Okay, so now that you're living in Steelfield Meadows, how are things now?
I am comfortable. It is much better because I had running water, flush toilet, and I have light, which means I pay for that now, but I'm still glad.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Harris, for sharing your story with us. Okay, Mr. Kane, talk to us now about how long you were living at the barracks and what life was like while you were there.
I was living in the barracks from 1988. My life in the barracks was very, very rough. Because I have to walk from down by Long Pond and come all the way along to the bush to come back out, but eating down. That is where my barracks was. That is over there. No light, no water. I do have no facility at all, but it is rough. Till after all the company start bring me some water in a tank. Then carry today, after it finish, I will go back to them another 4 or 5 days, nothing. And thank God for the benefit with me right now. I'm well, very comfortable, and I'm a family with it.
So you like where you're living in Steelfield Meadows now?
Yes, I appreciate it very much. I do have no fault with it, I'm comfortable. And you come with me there and see it, I'm very comfortable and I'm proud of it.
What are some of the things you like about living here?
I like my house, living here. I like the scheme. You can go out and taxi, can drop it right there gate. You can walk in if rain fall in. So comfortable with what we have. Because we the people couldn't build a house like this. So I appreciate it very much. I accept it. I thank God for the person who come in and give and build it for us. Thank God for the person.
Thank you for sharing your story as well, Mr. Kane. I'm sure stories like yours help to make the job of your SDU officer, Mr. Reese, here worthwhile. We're actually doing a report on behalf of the EU and the SDU on how the projects in sugar-dependent areas like these have been making lives better for people like yourself.
And we'll do our best to tell them thanks on your behalf. And you too, Mrs. Harris.
All right, thanks, Mr. Reese.
Well, Lisa, I believe we have all we need to present a good report to the CEO and the EU.
Yes, Daniel, we only need to write it now. So hear what? I'm going to do the introduction and you can do the rest. How that sound?
Not a chance. We are in this together.
All right.
This has been Life Sweeter for True with the EU, a radio drama series brought to you by the European Union and the Ministry of Agriculture.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.